Once a year, supporters of AIPAC come together for, as Gideon Levy said, a drug dealers conference at the Washington Convention Center to press for more money and wars in the Middle East. This week, we'll see a steady stream of American and Israeli legislators portray Israel as a morally upright David taking on an evil Goliath. And they'll proudly exchange promises of unconditional support and more U.S. taxpayers' money. Once a year for the past 5 years, this Israel lobby conference has gathered experts to provide an alternative point of view. At last year's conference, Professor Mearsheimer described the Israel lobby as just another powerful interest group like the National Rifle Association, the pharmaceutical lobby, or the AARP. And he says it operates pretty much the same way as those other interest groups do. This lobby, like quite a few others, Mearsheimer and today's speakers agree, has pushed policies that are neither in Israel's or America's national interests. Growing numbers of Americans, especially young people, are questioning the corrupting role of lobbies on our political system. Lobbies that donate millions to congressional campaigns and spend millions more on national political advertising. Kids want to make the world a better and safer place. They're frustrated by adults who accept the status quo and say, it's too hard to get legislators to change their mind on immigration, civil rights, guns, healthcare, endless wars, and occupation. Kids are telling leaders who take lobby money that their time is up. One of the Israel lobby's main goals is to prevent an open conversation in the media and among legislators about Israeli policy, the U.S.-Israeli relationship, and the lobby itself. This conference and the speakers we gather each year are sparking the conversations AIPAC doesn't want us to have. Community leaders, activists, researchers, educators, students, and future leaders have spent the day meeting, exchanging ideas, and forming relationships as they map out a new direction for the United States. This open conversation will continue in publications like The Electronic Intifada, Haaretz, 972, Antiwar.com, Mondo Weiss, The Link, Middle East Policy, Middle East Report, and The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. But all of us need support from you, our readers, to help us inform more Americans about Israeli policies and behavior and our own government's responsibility. Mearsheimer said that groups that make up the lobby do not agree on every issue, but we'd argue that when AIPAC comes to DC each year, they do present a unified front. This should be our own model, our goal, as we work together to end automatic and unconditional U.S. support for Israel's occupation of Palestine. Palestinians like young Ahed Tamimi deserve no less. Thank you.
How many people have a red ticket to attend the reception? Can you just raise your hand? Okay, so quite a few people don't. And we're going to figure out how to fix that situation in about 5 minutes. So just one quick announcement. Jefferson Morley will be signing his book right where Jefferson Morley is sitting right now. So I guess everyone, according to him, has to line up for that, which is fine. So there will be the final two book signings here. That wall over there will be once again magically opening for our reception in just a couple of minutes. So I too, like Delinda, wanted to thank our many, many financial backers for this conference. Like Ali Abu Nima said, it's an effort of many of you, particularly paying tickets, providing extra donations, maybe more than one, at all levels, $10, $100, $1,000 or more. One person sends faithfully 20 bucks wrapped in paper every year, so that's wonderful. I also want to say that today is a great day full of insight and exchange. You made it happen. I want to thank the speakers. They went through a lot to be here today. They travel. They do incredible work. This event involves sacrifices, time away, and we appreciate what they did to be here. We had excellent exhibitors this year. I hope that you managed to go and see all of them. I'm not going to be able to list all of them. There were many in the exhibition hall. Hopefully you carried away something from them that expands your knowledge with a bit of new history or something about culture you didn't understand. I have to thank the co-organizer, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. They have owned this issue for 36 years. And so they deserve a lot of credit for this conference. Today, with intensified attention on lobbying organizations, it's well warranted. Sometimes corporations can distill the very worst inclinations of their biggest fringe extremists and donors and inflict actions harming millions of others. It happens. And so focusing on lobbies really takes the focus off individuals. Really puts it on corrupt practices, and corporations can be dechartered just like they can be chartered, so they make a very good focus of opposition. I want to encourage everybody to pay attention to what happens at AIPAC this weekend. It's easy to lump them into a fuzzier agenda of the military-industrial complex or U.S. empire, but they deserve their own spotlight at this point. And it's a mistake. It's easy to work on other things instead of challenging the lobby directly. They file lawsuits. We can file lawsuits. They call out politicians. We can call out politicians, too. Especially bureaucrats who've been captured and inserted into positions that they have no qualifications whatsoever occupying within government. So this is needed. This focus is very needed. The lobby, as I mentioned this morning, has an agenda that is harming this country more than ever before. There are many activists gathered here. Not all of you are activists, but some who are really give me a great deal of hope. You have a commitment to human rights. You have a commitment to redressing past wrongs, exposing corruption, educating those of us who don't know about these issues, and unbiased reporting. Once again, from Haaretz, Ali Abu Nima's Electronic Intifada, on unpopular topics. So your defiance is needed, and your unwillingness to swallow carefully crafted, dial-tested, Frank Luntzian narratives that come out is important. You're really forming a backbone to this country, so you give me hope, you create hope, and keep doing what you're doing. Now, to say it one more time, we've said this 5 years running. The single most important part of this whole conference has nothing to do with what happens up here. It has to do with what happens out there. You have a chance now to meet people and representatives of organizations that you're not going to see back home. And so I strongly recommend that you get to know the speakers, many of whom have continued to make themselves available, and really get to know each other, because although you travel in very different circumstances in some case, you can really unite under some common purposes that have been expressed today. And so thank you for coming, and let's have that reception. So we have a huge roll of tickets. Sandra had them last. Yeah. Hey.